They have threatened Western targets now for a long, long time, and it's a threat that we are all too familiar with, sadly, and trying to better prepare ourselves for. I will tell you, though, that one thing I think is important to remember, that this group Daesh, again, not saying that they are responsible for this, but they are under increasing pressure in Iraq and Syria, and we are seeing them resort to more traditional terrorist tactics like suicide bombings and car bombs and those kinds of things, because they aren't able to hold and grab the territory they once were, because they are suffering a lot of hits to their resources. They're having trouble recruiting. They're losing lots of defectors now in ways they weren't before. They're even hiring now child soldiers to go into the field with their adult male fighters. So this is a group that is not operating at all the way it used to. And we think that one of the reasons why you're starting to see more of these kinds of attacks, even in Baghdad, is because this group is under some pressure.
Yes, but it's terrorism. We have NYPD with automatic weapons outside this building in New York City and outside subway stations and train stations and airports and city upon city across the country, because it's terrorism. So they may be on the run. They may be hiring child warriors, but it is a gruesomely effective line of work.
Oh, there's no argument with that, Brian, and we're not dismissing at all the violence that these people are capable of, or the danger that they represent, not just in the region, but to our allies and partners in Europe, and frankly, even here at home.